Documentary voiceover. Jupiter Entertainment, Russia Martial Arts Documentary. Writer-producer Adrian Maha. The show was Human Weapon Sambo for the History Channel. Date August 20th, 2007. From a brutal regime born of a bloody revolution to a secret police squad cloaked in communist-era secrecy, from millionaire oligarchs to a sanctioned sport more popular than baseball, Sambo is one of the world's most effective and deadly fighting systems. We've travelled to Russia to research the origins of this blood-soaked martial art. We'll train with bodyguards, special forces, grandmasters, and world champions. Then one of us will hop into the ring to go head-to-head with one of the sport's preeminent up-and-coming fighters. Russia is the world's largest country. Its vast spaces stretch over six time zones, more than 10 million square miles, a landmass spanning from Europe to Asia. Its 20th century history is one of bloodshed, more than 60 million of its own people slaughtered in wars, revolutions, and disappearances into its vast gulag system. It's against this brutal tapestry that Bolshevik leader Vladimir Lenin ordered the creation of Sambo, a Russian acronym for Samozashchitya bez orzhiya, meaning self-defense without weapons, for the military during the Communist Revolution in 1918. Over the years, the martial art has evolved into a national sport, and with more than 500,000 participants, Sambo is more popular in Russia than baseball is in the United States. Today, the heart of Sambo isn't in the prison camps or on the battlefields of the old Soviet Union. It's here, in the sleepy town of Belgorod. Founded in the 15th century, some 800 kilometres southwest of Moscow, the city once bore witness to a month-long World War II battle between the Red Army and the Nazis, involving more than 13,000 tanks, the largest clash of armour in history. Today, Belgorod is a mainstay of Russian Sambo culture. Thousands of residents practice the art. One of its native sons, Fedor Emelianenko, is now considered the greatest mixed martial arts fighter in the world. And this year, the city is home to the European and Russian Federation's annual Junior Combat Sambo Championship, a brutal testing ground for future greats in the sport. Each year, roughly 100 champions come from 16 regions from all over Russia and Europe to compete for the top title in 10 weight classes, and the ferocity of these fights is guaranteed to leave some physical damage.